and a warm welcome to our cherished viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, loving news for a compassionate world.
For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 887. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also available online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, USAID and the Colombian government helped 30,000 displaced Colombian families. In alternative energy news, the wind power company of Great Britain develops an aerogenerator 3 times more efficient than traditional turbines. In humanitarian news, the Bicycle Empowering Center of Namibia helps people in rural areas to make use of pedal power. In medical news, Swedish researchers develop an imaging device that allows doctors to virtually feel internal organs. And in animal news, a new book is written to celebrate the role of dogs in medicine. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history. March 1st is St. David's Day, in honour of St. David, the patron saint of Wales, known in Welsh as Dewi Sant. He was born towards the end of the 5th century. St. David was a deeply religious person, having embarked on pilgrimages throughout Wales and the west of England, where he established monasteries. In these centres, a simple life was prescribed, which included a vegetarian diet. St. David is much beloved in Wales, with schools and cultural organisations all throughout Wales celebrating this day. A yearly parade is held with the Prince of Wales in attendance. On St. David's Day, it's the tradition to wear either a leek or a daffodil, which are two of the symbols of Wales. Best wishes for a joyful St. David's Day in remembrance of the gentle and noble St. David. Please tune in to the world around us tomorrow as we visit the St. David's Cathedral in Wales.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai's visit to the charming country of Slovenia. In the capital of Ljubljana, Supreme Master Qinghai was warmly welcomed as she joined the people in sympathy to bid farewell to departed President Dr. Janez Drnovšek. She was also cordially received by government officials and major media representatives. Supreme Master Television's correspondent from Slovenia reports on this special visit.
Najvišja mojstrica Qinghai je dala intervju novinarki Jadranki Tavčar dne 26.2.2008 za RTV Slovenija, ki je največja nacionalna televizijska postaja v Sloveniji, in za časopis Nedeljske novice. Intervju bo predstavljen v oddaji Duhovni utrip in v časopisu Nedeljske novice.
The interview with RTV Slovenian covered a wide range of topics as the media knew of Supreme Master Qinghai not only as a spiritual teacher, but also as a world humanitarian and supporter of environmental protection.
Najvišja mojstrica Qinghai je spregovorila o resnosti globalnega segrevanja, pravica živali in duhovnosti. Pogovarjali sta se okoli 4 ure. Gospa Jadranka Tavčar je bila izjemno presenečena nad prijaznostjo najvišje mojstrice Qinghai in je povedala, da je najvišjo mojstrico Qinghai občutila kot svojo sestro.
That's why animals exist, yeah. To awaken the love in us. Not just children. They even recommend that children should grow up with animals.
Well, animals.
So they, yeah, they shape their character in love and care and responsibility, mm-hmm, and sharing and camaraderie.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai and RTV Slovenian for your time in discussing and covering important matters for all inhabitants of our planet. We wish all the best and send our appreciation to Slovenia's media for your broadcasts in special remembrance of President Janez Drnovšek, a hero to us all. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television in upcoming days for more coverage on Supreme Master Qinghai's visit to Slovenia and her meetings with the media and the country's gentle people.
National Reconciliation in Iraq, speaking on the important Iraqi holiday commemorating the 7th century Imam Hussein, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki lauded his country's continued progress toward national unity. He said, "National reconciliation efforts have succeeded in Iraq, and the Iraqis have once again become loving brothers." Days earlier, Shia leader Muqtada al-Sadr had announced an extension of a 6-month truce, bringing fresh hope for economic progress and a return of displaced people. We give thanks for this joyful news from Iraq. With Allah's love, may the cherished Iraqi people enjoy ever more abundance and harmony.
Japan donates $6 million to Mozambique for flood and aid support. The Japanese government has announced a contribution of $3 million each for the World Food Program, or WFP, and the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. The money will be used by the WFP to buy food from local producers to support flood victims as well as those affected by HIV or AIDS. The UNICEF funds will go towards improving the quality of education in 90 schools in the flood-affected and Chibotu regions. Our sincere appreciation and heaven's blessings, Japan, for your generous support of our Mozambican brethren in need. May they be graced with healthy, happy, and fulfilling lives.
United Nations provides tents to Kenya. Preparing for the upcoming rainy season that typically runs from March to May, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees is airlifting 5,000 tents to Kenyans. An earlier airlift in January by the refugee agency distributed 19,600 bales of plastic sheeting for shelter, 40,000 mosquito nets, and 15 generators. We send our heartfelt thanks, UNHCR, and may God reward you for your loving care to the people of Kenya. May this great African nation soon be restored to peace and abundance.
Israeli citizens favor peace talks with Hamas. A recent Israeli public opinion poll showed that 64% of Israelis favor truce negotiations with Hamas. The poll, which was conducted by the Dialogue Company and published in the Haaretz Daily News, also reported that several Israeli officials have begun to support direct talks, including the mayor of a town bordering Palestinian-occupied Gaza. Israeli friends, we laud your willingness to engage in peaceful diplomacy. We pray for heaven's greatest blessings in bringing everlasting harmony between Israel and all her neighbors.
Nets for Life and Partners give away 82,500 mosquito nets in Africa. A collaboration between non-governmental organization Nets for Life, Coca-Cola Foundation, ExxonMobil, and Standard Chartered Bank delivered 82,500 mosquito nets to Abuja, the capital of Nigeria. The project's goal is to halt the spread of malaria, which is the most prevalent disease endangering lives in Africa. Nets for Life plans to distribute 1 million nets to 18 countries across sub-Saharan Africa. With appreciation, we thank you, Nets for Life, for this beneficial partnership to preserve precious lives in Africa. May all be showered with heavenly love and protection.
His Royal Highness of Jordan to receive Nuano Peace Prize. Born in 1947, Prince Al Hassan bin Talal has devoted his life to building peace in the Middle East while encouraging interreligious dialogue. The late Nikio Nuano established the Peace Foundation in Japan in 1978 to encourage peace in the world. Congratulations, Your Royal Highness, for a duly recognized honor. May Allah grant your praiseworthy endeavors for peace with shining success.
Ireland addresses the need to reduce bin drinking. A conference organized by MIAS, Working Together to Reduce Alcohol-Related Harm, focused on the need to reduce excessive alcohol consumption, whose crime and health-related costs total 125 billion euros in Europe every year. Mr. Robert Madeline, European Union Director, General for Health and Consumer Protection, called for organizations and governments to help in raising public awareness about the seriousness of the problem, as well as implementing legislation, education, community involvement, and intervention services. Our deep gratitude, Mr. Robert Madeline, and MIA's organization for addressing this vital issue that affects so many people. We pray that alcohol's harm is soon a thing of the past, with well-being and vitality enjoyed by all.
A biologist in USA's New York City pays for squirrel homes. Thanks to Mark Garvin, a biologist living in downtown New York City, many of the squirrels living in Manhattan's City Hall Park now have extra comfort in specially made homes. Mr. Garvin and his wife, who personally care for more than 60 squirrels, paid to have the soft pine boxes constructed to shelter the squirrels. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Garvin and New York City's Park Department, for your loving protection of our furry, tree-dwelling friends. With care such as yours, surely our cherished animal friends in the wild will continue to flourish.
Junk food adversely affects mental focus and body strength. Biker Mark Beaumont from Scotland has set a record for going around the world on a bicycle. Yet he said that the fact that he could not get nutritious food choices greatly impaired his mental and physical abilities. Congratulations, Mark, on your great adventure and time-setting record. With heaven's blessings, may healthy vegetarian food be soon conveniently accessible to all.
Bucknell family in Wensfield, England, entertained by family dog. Cindy, an 8-year-old King Charles Spaniel, has been learning tricks since 8 months of age. She could balance objects on all four paws while lying on her back, as well as balance objects on her head while holding a spoon with a golf ball in her mouth. A round of applause, Cindy, and many thanks, Bucknell family, for showing us that the love of humans' best friends can take many forms. Dogs are also fun, intelligent, and loving members of the family.
Massachusetts, USA, reports a 15-year low in underage smoking. In the year 2007, fewer than 20% of underage teens reported that they smoked, representing the lowest number in 15 years. The decrease is attributed to the state's anti-smoking efforts of enforcing indoor smoking bans and strict monitoring of underage cigarette sales. What a breath of fresh air, Massachusetts. Our hearty congratulations to your youth. We wish you the best in keeping up the good work for the health and vitality of your residents.
Whiskers allow rats to see in the dark. Researchers at Massachusetts Institute of Technology have been able to film images of rats that reveal secrets about how the animals use their whiskers. The high-speed video developed by MIT scientists show that rats make tiny movements up to 10 times faster than what researchers had previously thought possible. These movements allow rats to detect things that we humans do not even see and to move with ease in the dark. Our appreciation, MIT scientists, for your careful study of the intelligent rat. May you further discover and share with us the wonderful abilities and sentience of our animal co-inhabitants, fostering understanding and respect towards all of God's creations.
Kingstone Bookstores proudly presents top bestsellers by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Kingstone is Formosa's popular leading bookstore franchise, reputed for its updated and diverse offering of quality books. Currently, three of Kingstone's top best-selling books are all authored by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Noble Wilds has continuously been ranked top number one bestseller for the second week since its release. International number one bestsellers, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life, are ranked at number 3 and 4, respectively. Supreme Master Ching Hai's books have become favorites of the public in a very short span of time. This is due in many respects to the wondrous new insights on animals that the books bring through their theme of universal love.
As we have mentioned above, they have blessing power, they have protective power, and they have telepathy, which most of humans do not possess. And most of them are in touch with the divine grace and thus happy and forgiving. Their love is pure and absolutely unconditional. Some of them can see even past life over 10 or 20,000 of years span. Some from a very high levels of consciousness and come down in the animal forms to help mankind and other beings. So they are not what they look, not always.
Also noteworthy is another book by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Publication Company Limited. Ranking 5th top seller at Kingstone is the Chinese edition of Thoughts on Life and Consciousness, written by the late esteemed President of Slovenia, Dr. Janez Drnovšek. In one of his last public appearances in November 2007, President Drnovšek participated in a video conference for the launch of the book. Attending as honored guests were Supreme Master Ching Hai, dignitaries, and Formosan media.
Thank you, Mr. President, for letting me speak about your book. We are very honored to have this opportunity to work with you. May your book be another bestseller and a big success to bring your noble message to everyone who reads it and also spread the positive energy around the world.
Thank you. I appreciate very, very much what you said. The book tries to show the people the way to find the inner balance, to develop consciousness, to find the way through life. So it is for everybody. And the world today, as it is, needs conscious people, people who can improve the state of the world.
We rejoice in this good news that so many people are discovering these truly heartfelt and inspirational books. Our thanks goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for your compassion and creativity in giving us an enriching new experience of the larger life-filled world we live in. We also extend our appreciation to the beloved President Dr. Jan Jastrzębski for this deeply thoughtful book that is so relevant to our life today. By living the inspirational messages that we read in these books, surely we can create a world filled with peace and goodness for all.
Time to act. Native Alaskan villagers take greenhouse gas polluters to court. Residents of the town of Kevalina, located north of the Arctic Circle in Alaska, USA, are suing five major companies for contributing to global warming. The lawsuit states that the houses and buildings of Kevalina are in imminent danger of falling into the sea as the village is battered by storms and its ground crumbles from underneath it. The native Inupiat residents of Kevalina are seeking relocation reimbursement from five companies known to produce massive amounts of greenhouse gases: ExxonMobil, BP, Chevron, Peabody Energy, and American Electric Power. We offer our prayers, Kevalina residents, for your safety and the protection of your loving homes. With the grace of Providence, may all companies transition to 100% sustainable practices to save our great Earth and all her inhabitants.
China launches National Pollution Census. As part of the country's environmental drive, China launched her first nationwide pollution census on Tuesday. By surveying and identifying sources of pollution, the data will assist the central government in forming environmental protection policies. Kudos, China, for embarking on a marvelous journey towards a cleaner and greener future. May heaven guide China to progress in wisdom and love toward ever-expanding sustainable living.
California companies cooperate on promoting green energy. 14 companies in California, USA, are teaming up to share their expertise on making the transition to renewable energy. They are Advanced Micro Devices, Apple, BT Americas, Cisco, eBay, Google, Hewlett-Packard, Intel, Intuit, Levi Strauss, News Corporation, Pactiv Corporation, Patagonia, and Walmart. Their affiliation is called the California Green Power Group. We applaud your collaboration, Green Californian companies. May your important work bring great sustainable benefit to our environment.
Carbon emissions from a single Indonesian province exceed those of advanced industrial nations. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF, recently issued a report on the Indonesian province of Riau, which over the past 25 years has added massive amounts of CO2 greenhouse gases to the atmosphere through a 65% loss of her once verdant forests and ancient peat bogs. Besides the CO2 emissions, which are a result of paper and palm oil operations, the deforestation has placed the region's wildlife in great jeopardy. Thank you, Worldwide Fund for Nature, for your timely and vital report. We pray that the people of the world will work together to halt the destruction in places like Riau and save our life-sustaining natural habitats across the globe.
New York passes electronics recycling law. New York City passed innovative legislation this month that requires companies to take back and recycle their electronic products. Kate Sinding, spokeswoman for the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental group in favor of the bill, praised the measure, saying, "We consumers can now get rid of our electronics in an environmentally responsible way, and companies can now recover and reuse valuable materials." Bravo, New York City, for leading the way on this important environmental recycling measure. May we continue to find ways to live in perfect balance with Mother Earth.
Dutch entrepreneur develops viable alternative to cotton. Mr. Bob Kravis of Holland had found that cotton is responsible for 36% of all insecticides and pesticides used in the world. To his surprise, he discovered that clothing could be made from the silky thread of the common stinging nettle. which is stronger and finer than other fashion textiles. The development of nettle fabric thus provides a healthy and sustainable fashion alternative for its growers and the environment. Kudos, Mr. Krebas, on your encouraging development of sustainable fabric. Such ethical and sustainable fashion shows us that we can enjoy all aspects of an eco-friendly and conscientious lifestyle.
Residents of Shreveport, Louisiana, USA, learn to prepare vegetarian food. Kathy Farmer and Chris Simpson help people learn the basic ingredients and principles of creating healthful, delicious, meatless main dishes in a weekly cooking class held at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Barbara Cooksey was one class participant who stated she was exploring vegetarianism because she and her husband wanted to go into their senior years as healthy as possible. God bless you, Kathy and Chris, for helping a whole community of people embrace a healthier and more compassionate lifestyle. May heaven smile on the new vegetarians as they discover the health and joy that accompany the life-affirming diet.
Climate change meeting in Ô Lạc or Vietnam looks for ways to protect the public. A four-day conference sponsored by the Vietnam Association for Conservation of Nature and the Environment was held to discuss Ô Lạc's vulnerability to global warming. Dr. Chung Thuc, head of Hanoi's Institute of Hydrometeorology and the Environment, stated that if the sea levels rose by just 1 meter, 12% of the country's landmass could be submerged, leaving nearly 17 million people homeless. A center for flood prevention and control has been established to help lessen the effect of flooding this year, as well as plans to improve programs for climate change research. Many thanks, Dr. Chung Thuc and Ô Lạc, for your concern and forward-thinking measures to safeguard your people from the effects of climate change. We pray that all Earth's inhabitants are protected as we find ways to better care for our planetary home.
Indian man demonstrates the ease of cooking traditional vegetarian fare. When Sukumaran Muralidharan left his homeland, he realized the simple vegetarian fare he had taken for granted in South India was not available. Now in the U.S., the biotechnology expert has written a short course in culinary experiments, Vegetarian Indian Cuisine for Innovative Non-Experts. This book inspires creative, tasty, and quick cooking in the kitchen. Sounds delicious. Thank you, Mr. Muralidharan, for making South Indian vegetarian food more readily accessible. May your book be blessed with the greatest of success.
China gets tough on water pollution. On Thursday, China passed an amendment to the water pollution law where steeper fines would be implemented. The law states, enterprise heads directly responsible for causing severe water pollution incidents and others with direct responsibility would be fined up to half of their income in the previous year. Kudos, China, for committing to cleaner water for the safety of your people. May you continue in your laudable progress towards a healthy, clean earth for all.
New York City's car services to go green. On Wednesday, New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced a fuel efficiency plan for the city's 10,000 black cars and limousines. These vehicles, which often service the business community, will be required to meet a fuel efficiency standard of 25 miles per gallon by next year and 30 miles per gallon by 2010. This is part of a larger plan to shift all of New York City's cabs towards hybrid technology by 2012. Way to go, Mayor Bloomberg. Congratulations, New York City, on your initiatives to reduce the city's carbon footprint. We look forward to the day when we're all hailing green cabs.
British scientists say Amazon rainforest could be reduced by half over the next 20 years. A report by tropical forest ecologist Dr. Daniel C. Nepstad and fellow scientists recently published in Philosophical Transactions of the British Royal Society shows that if current rates of deforestation continue unchecked, 55% of South America's Amazon rainforest could be decimated by logging, drought, and fire over the next two decades. In the process, 15 to 26 billion tons of CO2 gas would be released into the atmosphere, significantly compounding the problem of global warming. Thank you, Dr. Nepstad, an esteemed scientist, and God bless you for this very valuable research. May conservation and other protective measures help slow the rate of deforestation so that the mighty Amazon rainforest is returned to her magnificent, pristine state.
In world news, USAID and the Colombian government team up to help internally displaced Colombian families. The Colombian Presidential Agency for Social Action and International Cooperation, Acción Social, and the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, are together donating more than $73 million. This is to fund a project that provides 30,000 families with essential services such as healthcare, counseling, and employment. Acción Social will contribute over $63 million, and USAID will contribute over $10 million. Hats off, Colombia and the United States. Heaven's blessings to you for joining together in this very worthwhile endeavor. With God's grace, may the family soon be happily established in their new homes. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a project in Namibia distributes donated bikes and promotes cycling for transport in rural areas. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon with more energizing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Today, I'm going to share a tip with you about water conservation. Leaking faucets indoors are more likely to be noticed, but you might want to double-check outdoor faucets, pipes, and hoses around the house. Every little drop helps. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
Alternative energy news. A British company increases wind turbine efficiency threefold. Wind Power, a British company founded by Mr. Theo Bird, has developed a new type of wind turbine that generates three times more electricity than standard turbines. The new vertical axis V-shaped design, known as the aerogenerator, functions no matter which way the wind is blowing. It is hoped that the new design will help Britain meet its target of providing 25 million homes with electricity from wind energy by the year 2020. Thank you, Mr. Theo Bird, for the ingenious design that enables us to better harness the wind's power. Heaven bless. May the earth and her inhabitants be granted a sustainable future.
In humanitarian news, bicycles are delivered throughout Namibia. The Bicycle Empowering Center, BEC, of Namibia is a shipping container filled with 300 used bicycles, extra parts, and tools. Funded by various international charitable organizations, BEC can be transported to any city or village in Namibia, where members of the community are taught how to be bicycle mechanics. At present, there are BEC projects in 5 communities, with another 12 being planned. Kudos, Bicycle Empowering Center, and supporting organizations for your innovative and eco-friendly program. May heaven smile on the Namibian people to have secure and happy lives. In a moment, a new book sheds light on the value of our canine companions. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. Please stay tuned for more noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. Thank you.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a gracious world. In medical news, Swedish researchers are developing image touch technology for medical use. In Sweden, Mr. Erik Fidholm and a team of researchers at Uppsala University are using computerized image analysis and a three-dimensional mouse to develop a new technology. This technology will allow doctors to virtually feel images of internal organs. It will enable radiologists and other physicians to get a verifiable measurement of the volume of internal organs, making it easier to diagnose and treat illnesses. Congratulations, Mr. Erik Fidholm and team, on your new development. May your innovations be blessed with success and positive applications for those in need.
In animal news, a new book honors the role of our canine friends in medicine. The book, Paws and Effect, The Healing Power of Dogs, written by journalist and television producer Sharon Saxon, highlights the many ways dogs help improve human health. According to research findings, dogs are able to detect different kinds of cancer. Human caretakers of dogs are found to have lower cholesterol and blood pressure compared to people without animal companions. Thank you, Ms. Saxon, for writing this book to show that humans' best friend is always here to support us. May heaven bless God's noble creatures for their kindness to the human race.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Chiang Hai entitled Good Chances.
Bệnh nhân nói với bác sĩ, liệu tôi có qua khỏi được không? Bác sĩ nói rằng, bệnh của ông hả, y học đã thống kê tỷ lệ tử vong tới 99%. Cái bệnh nhân sợ quá, toát mồ hôi. Ôi trời, thế thì tôi có hy vọng gì được? Bác sĩ nói rằng, hay không, ông có thể yên tâm, bởi vì tôi chữa đến ông đúng là người thứ 100. Còn 99 ca trước đã bị tử vong rồi, số ông là số may, lọt ra khỏi 99.
And now for our viewers' heartline. This heartline came from Felita of Peru, originally in Spanish.
Mensaje de amor sin límites. La mejor noticia. Todo lo podemos cambiar si queremos.
Courageous Felita, thank you for your love and heartline. Blessed be the caring souls that help make the world a better and brighter place for others and themselves. Gracias. In God's grace.
Did you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you on Noteworthy News, loving news for a harmonious world.
Loving news for a more relaxing world. As always, we would love to hear about the happy events in your area of the world, so please share them with us, along with any comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May peace and joy be with you and your loved ones.